Good morning. It's All Saints Sunday and the 1st of November already. So here we have today from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus and the Beatitudes, Sermon on the Mount, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, and he's teaching his disciples and the crowds, whoever would listen. And the Sermon on the Mount, or the Beatitudes in particular, have reached us on so many different levels. So there's lots of different ways that we can sort of take this in and process it and ingest it and make it part of ourselves. So when you read the Beatitudes, usually what happens is a particular verse will strike you more than another. And that's to be expected. So when you read this, when you hear this read, listen for that. Listen for that one that sort of sits differently with you. So Jesus is on the mountainside. He's teaching his disciples, and he says, this is Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 3. Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." So like I said, it strikes us on a number of different levels. And as you read it or hear it, there'll be a particular verse that comes to mind or sits differently or you hear differently. When I hear this today, when I read this in the light of our current situation, and I see the distance that's between so many people and their church because of safety reasons or whatever the case may be, and I hear Jesus speaking these words when we in particular don't necessarily feel blessed. We don't feel blessed in the same way that we used to. We have to really sometimes search out those blessings, those little blessings that we have that we didn't necessarily have to search so hard for before. So Jesus is talking about those who are going to be his followers, those who are going to be his disciples, those who are going to be with him through thick and thin, basically. And when I read this again, it's realizing that we are in a real rough state. Our spiritual life, our heart life, our serving life, it's been better, and it can be in some real rough stuff right now. And if we were to look at this and say, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit, why would they be blessed? Blessed are the meek, those who mourn. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those don't sound like blessings, but they are. And the reason they are, and I'll say this, the reason they are is that when we hear those words, we realize just how bad we are, how bad off we are. Spiritually speaking, blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, compared to the perfection, compared to the beauty and the wonder that is, you know, heaven and earth, with Jesus, we are poor in spirit, and we do mourn, and we are meek, and we do hunger and thirst for righteousness because we don't see it anywhere. And so there's this longing, this spiritual longing that takes place when we read those first few verses, and we realize just how much of a mess we are. Step one in recovery circles, step one is always realizing that our life is a mess, realizing that we're making poor choices and that our life has become unmanageable. In the Celebrate Recovery realm, which is the Christian recovery method or the Christian recovery program, we say we realize we're not God. we're powerless to control our tendency to do the wrong thing and that our life is unmanageable. That's us here. We're not God. We can't do much about our state. Our life is unmanageable. We start there. We start there with this realization that I desperately need God. I desperately need His presence. I desperately need His word, His forgiveness, His grace, because I am poor in spirit. I mourn left and right over all sorts of things. We are quieted, meek, and we do wish, we hunger, we hope for some sort of righteousness in the world around us. And we're lowly, poor in spirit. We need God. And then Jesus goes on and to talk about those who are merciful and those who are pure in heart and those who are peacemakers, those who put aside themselves to engage others, to make peace, to look for God in places, to be merciful and gracious to others. And again, we realize, we fall short of that all the time. We're in such a miserable state. We don't make peace, instead we stir up trouble. We're not pure in heart, instead we have motives that are selfish and self-serving. And we're certainly not merciful. In fact, we would rather punish people or make them, you know, deal with their own stuff and rather than reach out in mercy. And we realize we are a mess. Again, step one. We realize we're not God. We admit we're powerless to control our tendencies to do the wrong things and that our life is unmanageable. We realize how much, again, we desperately need God. And rather than standing, and this is where Jesus comes in and he says, rather than standing so far away and saying, well, you need me, so come and get me. Come find me. He doesn't do that. He knows the miserable state we're in, and he comes to us. He comes to us today in our day and age. He doesn't come and sit on the mountainside and teach. He comes through his word. He comes in the Holy Spirit. He comes through the body and blood shared at the altar. He comes through the waters of baptism. He comes through his people to you and to me. That's how Jesus sees the state we're in and does something about it for us on our behalf, because he knows we can't do it ourselves. And so as we celebrate All Saints Day today, and we realize all of the people in our lives who have done so much for us, all of the people past and all of the people present, all of the people who have given of themselves to help us, to be with us, to comfort us, to give us hope, to give us something to stand on, and we are humbled by the people, by the saints who have done so much. Not that we don't worship them, but we see who they are and whose they are, and we say, thank you, God. Thank you for those. Thank you for those who have gone on, and we look forward to the time when we can be together again, when all of this will come to be. So blessed are those who are awaiting that resurrection. Blessed are those who realize they're not God. Blessed are those who admit that they can't do anything right. And blessed are those whose lives are unmanageable, because it's those to whom Jesus comes and says, you're my child. You are a child of God, and you are mine. So yes, you are a mess. Yes, you try to be God. Yes, your life is beyond anything that you can possibly control. But I'm here. And that's what Jesus says for us today, I think. He's here. He's here for us. He's not waiting to be discovered. He reveals himself to us. So a blessed All Saints Day to you. May you celebrate with joy those who have gone on before, and with hope that one day we will be together again. Blessed are you, child of God. Amen.